Huge crowds packed the streets of Tehran today for the funeral of Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani. Soleimani was killed in that U.S. drone strike ordered by President Trump at the Baghdad airport on Friday. The U.S. blamed Soleimani for the deaths of thousands of American troops in Iraq and also accused him of plotting new attacks. Iran has promised to retaliate for his killing. Joining us now is one of the only American reporters in Tehran. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is there. Mary Louise, we've seen these images of the huge crowds filling the streets there today. Tell us more about what you've seen.
Yes, we were out in the middle of those huge crowds for hours today, Jeremy. They were chanting death to America, as they do in Tehran, which you tend to take seriously when you're the only Americans in sight, and people are chanting that at you. But we saw people, many, many people. Iranian state TV is putting the number in the millions. I can't verify that, but certainly many, many, many thousands out carrying long white gladiola stems, out wearing, carrying flags that said everything from deep revenge to down with USA, and many carrying pictures of Soleimani himself, both people carrying them, handheld posters, but then huge billboards that have gone up just over this weekend all over Tehran, all showing pictures of him, some of them showing him embracing the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and all of them depicting him as a martyr and calling for revenge.
And it seemed authentic to you, because we've been speaking today with a Republican congressman who says, you know, we see the images of people very united in Iran in support of the regime there. But, you know, he brought up the fact that it was just weeks ago that people were protesting the government in parts of Iran.
Yeah, and it's a fair point, and there has been discussion of that here, too. I can only speak to what I saw today, which was crowds that would be awfully hard for any government, even an authoritarian regime, to generate. Certainly there are ways of busing people in, getting people out into the streets, but we saw real, raw grief and emotion. People around us sinking to their knees, sitting on the curbs, bending over and sobbing, wailing, beating their chests all around us on the streets today.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, people were saying death to America, and you were one of the only Americans there. Did you feel unsafe in that crowd?
There were moments where it did not feel like the greatest place on earth to be as an American, although in general, people seem to be at pains to emphasize that they are absolutely furious and outraged at America, at the American government, at Donald Trump. Many people wanted us to deliver a message personally to him. We spoke to one man in the crowd who struck up a conversation and said, the message from Iran is kill Mr. Trump, kill the American government. And I said, okay, can you give me your name? And he said, my last name is Soleimani. Everyone in Iran, our last name today and always is Soleimani. We stand with him. So there was great anger. That said, people treated us with respect, and there were others who were decidedly less menacing. One woman told me, I think Trump is worth less than a fly. She said, I don't want to hear from him, but sometimes I think the things he says are quite funny. So there was a range of opinions out there today.
Now, while you were there in the streets, other news, of course, was going on in Iran. The country saying yesterday that it will no longer comply with any limits that were included in the 2015 nuclear deal that the U.S. had already pulled out of. And then there was President Trump's threats about attacking Iran's cultural sites. Did you hear anything about either of those today?
Yes. People reacting very definitely on the streets today to the threats against Iran and further targeting of sites potentially inside Iran itself. We heard from Soleimani's daughter, who spoke at the funeral today, calling for direct attacks on American interests across the Middle East. So people are vowing for revenge. The nuclear deal, as you mentioned, we watch and wait to see what Iran's retaliation will be. They have stated that they will retaliate. What form that will take, we don't exactly know. But yes, this development with the nuclear deal, we have a statement out of the president's office, President Hassan Rouhani, saying they will no longer observe certain limits and restrictions on fuel enrichment, on the size of the enriched uranium stockpile. So it's not the death throes of the nuclear deal. They still say they will allow international inspectors to come in and look at nuclear sites, but it's certainly not good news for the future of the U.S. nuclear deal, which, of course, America has already pulled out of.
Mary Louise, does it feel to you like it's a country that is bracing for war?
We put that question to many people here today, and every single person we spoke to, some said, we're ready, we want war, bring it on. Some said, war is not a good thing, Iran wants peace. But everyone we spoke to said, if it comes, we will fight.
That is NPR's Mary Louise Kelly, one of the only American reporters in Tehran right now. Mary Louise, thank you so much and stay safe.
Thank you, Jeremy.